it hard to keep your focus on this week with Christmas?
I don't think he liked most amphibians.
Not at all. I mean, you look at it, and it's been 12 years, and counting college, 16 years of getting playing football around the holidays. So it's nothing different for me. Yeah, you have a little added extra distractions, trying to get the last minute Christmas shopping done, entertaining family and friends. But at the same time, this is your job. This is we have a lot to play for, everything to play for. So distractions, you have to minimize them.
How tough is this offense?
Shells today.
Very, 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 very tough offense. Donovan McNabb, you're talking about a team who over the last several years, during this part of the year, have been playing very, very good football. Every year you see them, they're in the playoffs, they're in the NFC Championship games. So you know what kind of team you're facing when you're going to face Donovan McNabb, Andy Reid, Westbrook and that crew. Defensively, special teams, they're all around just a very, very good football team.
You like the fact you still control your own destiny?
You know, after last week, I was certainly worried about it. Thinking about the opportunity that we missed there, to be sitting there and the things the way play out the way they did last week, and we're still sitting here in control of our own destiny. We're very, very fortunate, and we can't take that for granted. We have another opportunity to go out and achieve something that we've been working on, and that's trying to get to the playoffs. So for us, we have to take it one game at a time. This game is a big game, and going into a tough environment to play it. But if we can come out with a victory, I mean, and finish this thing up strong, then as it stands right now, and we can't talk about playoffs a whole lot, you just got to take it one week at a time, we'll be taking another giant step in the direction that we're trying to go in.
How much confidence does it give you? You guys were kind of put as underdogs against some of the other teams this season. You guys came up with the task. This is the same situation this week.
None at all. I mean, I don't know. December, things change. I mean, this is another team. Philly's fighting for, I think, home field event, home field playoff games. So they're going to come out fired up. Like I said, they're a very good football team that we're facing right now. So we cannot rest on the fact that in weeks past, we've been underdogs going into a situation like this and winning. We got to go out and play a complete football game. We got to go out and play our best football right now.
You got any plans with the family for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning?
You know what? It's great what Coach has done with the schedule to give us an opportunity to spend some time with our family early and then later. So, you know, just like everybody else in America, we'll wait or that celebrate Christmas, we'll wake up and open Christmas gifts, eat a nice breakfast, and then I'll come to work, and then my wife and the kids will prepare dinner and go home. We'll eat dinner. So we never take it for granted, the holidays. Opportunity to spend time together, form some traditions with our kids. I know as a kid growing up, it was real big in my family. My mom had five brothers and five sisters, and so everybody showed up to grandmother's house on Christmas and Thanksgiving and all those days. So this is certainly something big for us. We're excited about it. My kids are excited about it, but we never mistake or take it for granted. You know, the opportunity that we have and the life that we live, we're very, very fortunate. And, you know, we'll celebrate and enjoy it tomorrow.